You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. This afternoon, on a Friday, the 20th of March, Ides of March arrives. We're heading toward that solstice and all that sort of thing that the New Agers get into. And well, gosh, I hate starting off negative, but human sacrifices. Isn't that weird? We can talk about that. Wouldn't you rather talk about Southern 500? Who's winning the basketball? Best ways to start your day with investments today from a biblical principles. Oh. And where's it going to get you? Not too far, because when they come up with this new world order, it is going to happen. What we do is try to delay it for the past, gosh knows how many generations now. I have to deal myself personally. Since it's my broadcast, I bring it to the broadcast. I have to deal with reality. And once you learn the basics of this New World Order that has been in the background for all of our history, waiting for its debut, the curtains will be pulled down on it before it even gets started, pretty much, but it won't be by mankind. There's not a man, organization, movement ever been in the history of the world or will be in the future that will take it down, but God will. People have to understand this, unfortunately, toward the end, that only a supernatural will be able to deal with a supernatural. Mankind, we're caught in the middle. That's the way it is. Humanism has taught us that we're all gods. Well, I got news for you. I haven't met one yet, never read about one in history. And there's not one in the future. Mankind is not gods. Oh, but we're going to evolve into one when the Nexus gets here. The Nexus, yeah, Nexus what? And Nexus nothing. That's the lie that the New Agers are being told by the, well, we'll call them the hierarchy. Family, this is not science fiction. This is real, what's going down. And until people have, shall we say, both head knowledge of history, of the New World Order, the Tavistock, World War One was caused, and blah, 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 all that stuff. That's all head knowledge. Vaccines and all this stuff and all that. Mixed with spiritual knowledge about God, about the New World Order, about biblical principles, about Satan, and fallen angels, and Jesus Christ, who's the only way to salvation. Spiritual knowledge. Unless you combine the two, you're never, ever, ever, ever going to understand what's going on today. It's not going to happen. Because with the head knowledge, the history and etc., you'll never know the real purpose behind what's happening. If all you have is a spiritual knowledge only, we'll get you saved. But then don't start questioning what's happening in your world. Because what's happening in the supernatural realm is reflecting upon the physical nature and the events of today. It all is mixed together, hand in glove. You have to know both. That's why people are so confused. And it's not their fault, because they're taught, well, you can't mix religion and politics. In reality, they're all connected. They're all connected. Honestly, my broadcasts sometimes and my Bible studies sometimes do mix together in my head. And I sometimes talk about the both. I do the Bible study 8 to 9. That I stay strictly with the biblical principles. And then the broadcast, I cover the reality of how it mixed together. Inclusive of issues and articles and principles of education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance. And how they all mix together. Because this is exactly what's going on today. And I'm going to talk about today the new... the North American Union, a little more about it, the world unions as they're coming together, and showing you how they're going to mix together. We'll talk a little bit about the generational studies. I won't talk in detail about it. That in itself is a program or two or three. But we'll continue on today with the world union setup. Because they're getting ready to pull the curtains. And a lot of Americans, probably about 99%, are going to be shocked at what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to hit them. That's when you that know what's happening, that's when you're going to go to work. I'm dedicated to broadcast, and I'm just going to move right along and let the Lord lead me. And what I got to talk about. That's spiritual knowledge. And the Lord leads you to the head knowledge. That's my new terminology these days. Head knowledge versus spiritual knowledge. Inside joke. But it's not a joke. Because I realized the two are compatible. But you have to know the two. Lord, today we come before you in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, you lead us today. And Father, guide us in this broadcast as I dedicate this show to you, Lord, this program. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray, Lord, that with your Holy Spirit, you'll listen to prayers for healing for those trying to find jobs, Lord, that those are trying to bring families back together, to heal the hearts of those who's brokenhearted. And Father, for those that, Lord, are trying to find you, that, Lord, you'll set up divine appointments, that, Lord, will lead them to you. So by their free will and by the witnessing of others, that, Lord, they'll take Jesus Christ as their Savior and join in to that route, to that way. Lord, we pray, Father, we need that Holy Spirit to guide us through, Father, for protect us against any interruptions, any design to stop us in our quest, in our search. And Father, that any interference will be returned with those being used as being led to Jesus to reverse everything that Satan does. And Father, to give us strength, courage, and wisdom, and patience, Lord, that's going to be tried and guide us on the right path. We pray for our veterans, Lord, that are being targeted by these internationalists with technology. We pray for children, Lord, that are taking these psychotropic drugs. That, Lord, you render the effects of these drugs null and void. And the vaccines given to the children and the veterans and those vaccines that are being used to deliver these chips, that, Lord, you render it null and void. And Father, we pray for insight and wisdom and discernment into your holy word. And Father, to give us the words to speak and the prayers to speak out to bring to you. And Father, to reveal to us anything that's holding back answers to our prayers, any conviction of unforgiveness in our hearts. And Father, you give it to us. You'll let us know what that is. Lord, in these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. I have a kind of a catch-22 in a way, I think. I don't use a particular script for this. I have some people that watch me that I have asked to watch what I say. Because sometimes I go off these little rabbit trails, you know. Different directions, because this conspiracy is one big spider web. One big spider web. But it's one web, not two. One web. The spider in the middle. The spider in the middle is Satan. But family, God owns the tree. You see, God owns the tree. Satan's just a spider web. Controls the spider web. And God's going to wipe it clean. When I start talking about the New World Order, I bring everything out. And if I do bring everything out, the catch-22 part of it is, it seems almost overwhelming for those that listen that, gosh, there's nothing we can do. But there are things you can do. Just not a way of stopping it, because family, we're not going to stop judgment. In that tree with the leaves, the fall is coming. That tree is going to shed those leaves no matter how hard you try. The seasons will come, but the seasons will go. The revelation of the Bible, Isaiah, Daniel, they will happen. Judgment will come. There's no stopping judgment. Delaying it is the only way. But delaying it for one purpose. Not so you can go climb Mount Everest and get your bucket list finished. There's things I got to do. I want to get this all done before this so-called... No. It's about enough time to witness to others about the love of Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's all that it's about. It's not so I can complete a so-called bucket list. I get done in this world what I want to get done before I die. Well, I got news for you. Your death is simply leaving your body, but your soul in its awareness and another existence that will be up will be existence that you will live in another dimension. It's called heaven or hell. And that's when it begins, eternity. So you're never going to die. Your body will temporarily be dead, called asleep in Christ, or asleep in the grave. Judgment is coming. And the difference is Jesus Christ. That's the difference. That's the only difference. Not Krishna, not Allah, not the fake Jesus, the hippie Jesus they got. Not Yeshua, not Krishna, Bodhisattva, Kalki Avatar, Thor. They had a prayer down in Lake something or another, Florida, at a council meeting where the vice mayor was praying to Thor. An adult in a council meeting. A real one, a real prayer to Thor, to Krishna, Allah, Allah, and Satan in the same prayer. How many gods do they have? I mean, this is responsible adults. They watch movies with Thor that are actors. And back in my day, comic books. And yet they go into a council meeting. Before the council meeting, they say a prayer. If you have Thor, who can you fear? When's the last time you've seen Thor? That would be my question. I have to wait till after the meeting. I said, excuse me, Vice Mayor, or whatever you are. I said, you prayed to Thor. When's the last time you've seen him? And do we all call for Thor and the hammer? I mean, come on now. What kind of hammer does it have? At a Lowe's hardware store? What kind of hammer? Does this Thor is going to protect? How can he protect everybody on earth? I need to know. Well, I believe in being aggressive. I believe in going after it. I want an answer. You pray to this Thor guy? Well, tell me about him. Where is he? He just help everybody? Let's talk about it now. Where are you going? Come back. I guarantee you they get all irritated because Holy Spirit is going to convict their soul that there's no such thing as Thor. They're praying to a false god. Krishna, false god, Allah, is a moon god, Allah, whatever. Satan's for real, but he's evil. Family, there's another world out there you can't see. Okay. You know why you can't see it? Very quickly. Well, we do know there's atoms and molecules and quarks and photons and protons and whatever. It's like little universes, right? And they're particles and so forth. And they're looking for the God particle and all that. One makes up another and makes up another, makes up another. And it's for us, it works on frequency vibration. It's physics. So tiny, of course. It's all for us in this world because they vibrate at 186,000 miles per second. Vibrational. It's solid to us. But they're all moving. Everything's moving. Nothing's still. But because we're all relative, we're moving together. And it makes solid to us. Now, a good example to show you that I didn't butt my head when I came to broadcast first is because the molecules move slow molecules in ice. Use the energy source and speeds them up. It turns to water. It's called melting. Wait a minute. It's the same thing. You got water, you got ice, it's a solid. You change the speed of the molecules, you got water. It's still within the variance of our existence. Therefore, you can interact with it. But I'm giving you kind of a hypothetical or analogy. You increase the energy. You increase the heat. Ah, you see the vibration? You get steam. So now compare the ice cube to Earth, the water to the universe, where only supernatural beings can actually remain without dying because they're supernatural in the universe. And you increase it more, you got heaven. These are three different worlds, three different forms of ice. See, that's the example, small, the microcosm of what I'm talking about. Same thing. In our body, when you increase the molecules with a carbon-based unit called humans or anything else, you increase it, it's going to burn up. It's going to catch on fire. Now listen, if people play with the occult, you do ritual, human-animal sacrifice, and they teach you in the 33rd degree level Mason and witchcraft and Wicca to somehow prepare your body to receive a demonic entity, which is energy. That's all they are, energy balls, specks of energy, like heat to an ice cube. Demonic entity is measured in energy. You can measure it. But they're personalities, people without bodies, supernatural. You can't see them because their speed is much faster than 186,000 miles per second. So they exceed. You can't see them. It's moving too fast. For you to keep up, theory of relativity, you'd increase your own body energy. But you'd have to have a different body structure, or your carbon based body would burn up, as in spontaneous combustion. See how that works? That's where the copper-based DNA comes from the fallen angels. They can go back and forth, to and fro. When they take on a physical body, it's out of copper DNA. Copper-based, not carbon. That's why in seances and all these kind of things, they hold hands to disperse the energy. Because energy of calling in the demonic realm is great. Would kill someone that's not prepared. But through alchemy and ritual and all these kind of things they do, they prepare their bodies to receive this entity as a host. Now, I have so overly simplified this. Femme is called possession. Well, they know how to manipulate it. And they want your body. They want your soul dead, and they want your body. That's the bottom line. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than they are. But right now, it's making a choice. And that's where I need to tell you this. That's where the Freemasons at the highest level and Pentagon and Russian experiments about remote viewing, casting spells, is not of the human being's capability. It's the demon inside of them that's given them that capability. The reward is you get rewarded for it, and you have, look what I'm doing, but it's not you at all. It's that demon inside. Because you've relinquished the Holy Spirit from your body, from any protection. And the more you lose your life force energy, the more you age, the more your body is destroyed. When you come back, it's not the same body anymore. This is something they don't want you to know. Family, all your presidents are in the same bloodline. Every president. They do two ceremonies. One is the inauguration. And the second ceremony, either before or after the inauguration, they go to 16th Street to the Scottish Rite headquarters. They take a Masonic initiation, a sort. And they're then attached to a demonic entity. I know that sounds crazy. I know. But it's true. It is true. They're all of the bloodline, the Merovingian bloodline. Now, right now, you start searching on your URL bar, presidential bloodlines. You will be shocked. It is confirmed. Burke Peerage, Ancestry.com. It's common knowledge that all our presidents are in the same bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. And they're appointed, never elected. It's a lie about elections. So they're put in position of power as only CEOs of a corporation. But because they lead, because they're controlled, and their family bloodline, they go through this Freemasons initiation. Now, Lincoln and JFK were not Freemasons. And both of them have something in common. They tried to dismantle this New World Order. And the Jesuits murdered both JFK in this generation and Lincoln in that generation, as they did Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy, and McKinley, president. All this is connected together. A history you won't find written down. So here's my point. When they take that initiation at Scottish Rite headquarters, for their entire 4 years, they're guided by the demonic realm. And you will find that 6 attempted military dictatorships were planned and attempted from FDR up to Bush. And here comes Obama. They're all the same. They've attempted dictatorships, have I proven many times. And they've all failed. God owns the tree. They don't. They're just part of the spider web. You got it? So here's the other point. Don't you notice something when they get out of a presidency and somebody else takes over? What do you notice about the presidents within 6 months or a year or less? They age immensely. It's like, wow, what happened, man? Did you lose your makeup or what? Because their life force has been used up. That's why. It ages them incredibly fast. Because the entity inside them drains of their life force energy. Yeah, about that, huh? So I'll tell you about the New World Order. It can be overwhelming. But I want to remind you of something. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Psalms 24:1. You know, there was Amanda Benavides, was a sophomore at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California. And she began to rethink her views on Christian stewardship of the earth, in studies. And this Amanda had grown up thinking that being conscious of the environment had nothing to do with her relationship with Jesus. Very astute, because that's true. The environmental awareness, pollution, all that come from a common enemy that they presented at the Iron Mountain Report, Iron Mountain Commission, to find a common enemy, a common ground that could bring the world together under control. Let's save Mother Earth. It goes into the New Age movement thinking. Climate control and global warming. Right. But see, all this changed when she was challenged to consider the Christian's role, a Christian's role in caring for the planet. Especially how that relates to reaching the most needy in the world. About solving world hunger. Well, the thing about world hunger, that's actually instigated by design. They create the famines in specific locations. I have this documented. It's not because of population out of control at all. There's no such thing. That is a lie that they're telling you. It's a lie that they're telling their own elite so they'll justify their killing off of populations in accordance with NSSM 200 depopulation plan by Kissinger and Haig, 1973. I got it exactly. They have a plan. So to get their elite behind it, for the good of mankind, of course, the ends justify the means. It's a pity they have to die, but we got to save mankind. Nonsense to come up with. They come up with this lie about overpopulation of the earth. It's not true at all. So the elite think they're doing the world a favor and saving Mother Earth by eliminating mankind in the age of Aquarius. That's how they pull people in, by lies. But our stewardship of the beautiful world we live in, that God gave mankind to be a steward of, and our care for the people in it, that expresses our reverence for God as grounded in two biblical principles. First, the earth belongs to God. Clear and simple. He created it. Doesn't belong to man. Doesn't belong to Satan. It don't belong to nobody. Matter of fact, your own body don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Your child does not belong to you. It belongs to God. You're a steward of your children. That's all. God gave it to soul. Psalms 24, 1 and 2. So the psalmist praised the Lord for his creation and stewardship, ownership of it. Ownership. Heavens, the earth, and all that's in it are his. He created it. He's sovereign over it. He cares for it. Matthew 6, verses 26 to 30. Secondly, God then delegated responsibility for the well-being of his earth to us. Starting with Adam first. Genesis 1, 26 to 28. And it does include appreciation of and care for both nature. Leviticus 25, verses 2 to 5 and 11. And Proverbs 12, verse 10. And the people, Romans 15, 2. You know, this is not a religious show. I look at this show as a show of reality. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Romans 15, verse 2. This is our Father's world. And he's getting ready to come back and claim it. I thought you said Jesus was coming back. I did. Jesus Christ is God incarnated in the human flesh. And when he takes you up, remember I said about the DNA thing? He changes your body. You know what that's called? Translation. He has to translate your body. Change your DNA and RNA to another level of existence for it to be brought to the supernatural realm. To do that, you must be incorruptible. That means to accept Jesus as your Savior is the ticket. For those going to hell, the body will change, but of a different frequency, where they'll end up in hell, which is different. A different frequency of vibration, if you want to get scientific about it. But the body won't burn. You just feel pain. The body won't have to consume to live. It'll just have pleasure in heaven. They try to tell you there's annihilation, that once you die, you just go into non-existence. It doesn't happen. That would be reward for those that's murdered and killed and destroyed. That'd be reward. I do what I want to do on this earth, get rid of my bucket list, kill, rape, destroy, do whatever I want to do. Hey, what the dick is what? And I die, I just go to sleep. I wake up. Okay, God, just go ahead and judge me. I don't care anyway. Annihilate me. You know, I don't care. Well, that's not going to happen. you continue to live, but in separation from God. I'm not going to give you a talk on that one. D. DeHaan said, the natural world that God has made must not be used at whim. We serve as stewards of His earth, responsible to Him. So to mistreat the creation is to offend the Creator. And I'd say nuclear energy does just that. That's not what they were told, though. Did you know that the hierarchy, right during the Manhattan Project, sold our ancestors a bill of goods in their 40-point plan of the New World Order? I'm not going to go over all the points. I've done it before, but nuclear energy. You know what they told them in the 1920s about nuclear energy? They said in number 30 for nuclear energy, to use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions, unquote. Now, how about those apples, huh? They didn't tell them to use atomic energy to destroy with nuclear bombs, to give scans of the body that give you cancer, to cause horrific, horrible mutations, and to be able to destroy mankind at a whim. They didn't say that. They didn't say you need nuclear reactors that's going to cause radioactive clouds. They didn't say that either. So you join chief of staff, a new scientist. You think you've been sold a bill of goods? Or is he so-called alien beings making boo-boo a mistake? What happened there? And you say, well, there's another group of aliens, aliens, that's here to save us. Well, what happened back there in the 1920s when they brought this up? Didn't somebody say, well, don't do that? What happened? They fall asleep in the supernatural realm? No, both sides are evil of this supernatural realm. God's going to fix that. But mankind cannot go up against the supernatural. The supernatural, as allowed by the humankind, is following the lead of the evil, thinking it's good. That's another story. They're called ascended masters. I'll touch upon that maybe today, but I'll see where I go with that, but certainly next week. Because that's going to change the way you see this earth when they appear. And that's called externalization of the hierarchy. It's not been made public yet, but it will. The New Agers know it as declaration, day of declaration, a disclosure, the government calls it. And they're setting you up for it. Talking about UFOs and abductions and all these things, and movies, TV, to get you ready for the introduction. Of this change that's coming under the mask of aliens. It's a lie. But in the meantime, they've got to prepare you to accept them, to set the conditions by which you'll accept the New World Order. Scaling down to set up 10 unions worldwide, of which America lies within the North American Union, Canada, United States, and Mexico as one country. That's old. That goes back to 1943. Maps confirm it. I've talked about this past week. Every continent on the face of this earth is already organized into a union that you don't know about. Now, some of you already do. That's good. Okay, great. But the majority of Americans have not a clue. But I guarantee you one thing, they can tell you all about who's going to win the basketball game coming up and who's playing and what their ailments are and who they're married to and divorced from. They can tell you all about that. That's sad. Family, I'm going to start with, now, some of you have been following me this week and last week. Well, I hope longer than that, but I'm going to give you some articles today that just now starting to come out and I've been talking about for a long time. I told you all that for the North American continent to come together, they were going to nationalize police. Now, you tell that to cops in your little precinct town and precincts and city police and state police and, I don't know, county, but whatever you got. They'll think you're done crazy. They have no idea what's going to happen to them. They have no idea. They've been planning this national police force. It's not just Obama. Obama's just carrying through since FDR. FDR was going to use military forces, already confirmed by his own quote. Then by 1990, they realized it's just not going to work. So we got to have a national police. And we got to have UN troops, Chinese and Russian, to bring America under a dictatorship. They realized that in the 1990s. Well, actually before that, but it's documented 1990s. Hitler did it already. It's called the SS. Yeah. Ratzinger, Pope, was a Nazi brown shirt. Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth II, who were second cousins, had three sisters. They were married to three Nazis. Family's all connected, every bit. We're supposed to be in a military dictatorship in 1945. It failed to happen. With Hitler as a world leader, God took care of that. Hitler went into lust of his power, went his own way. Yamamoto didn't complete the attack on Pearl Harbor like he's supposed to have done and come marching on into California, which by then would have been a dictatorship as planned by FDR, March of 4th, 1939. It's all, it's all documented, but not in history books. You got a Harvard professor that disagrees? Have him contact me. We'll set him straight. Matter of fact, they're probably knowledgeable of it, not telling anybody. Because most of these colleges, matter of fact, all these colleges are humanist, controlled. I've got that on my quotes also. They're not going to tell you this stuff. Well, so happens that they're coming up again with a plan for dictatorship, national police force, and administered by foreign troops. Now, you're probably thinking, now, wait a minute, something's not matching here. Where are they going to get a national police force? And I'm going to say, I'm glad you asked. It's coming from felons. 185,000 felons has been trained since 2006, secretly being placed in law enforcement positions, precincts, highway patrol, different places, border patrol, park service, government security, armed security, while you sleep. All they're going to do is change uniforms when the time comes. They've been trained in Christian Identity cult group while they're in prison. They're part of the Aryan Nation, Christian Identity, trained by Blackwater, schooled by ADL, got college education, and many are multilingual while they're in prison. As a matter of fact, California had a program 2006 to 2010 to release 40 to 50,000 felons based on budgetary cuts. That would cover the West Coast. Massachusetts, Illinois, forgot the others, several other, Maine, several other states would release about the same number or more for the West Coast, East Coast, administered by UN. Nixon saw to that in 1972 when he balkanized the United States, meaning Executive Order 11647 in 1972 he signed, divided the United States up into 10 regions, UN regions, five states each, absorbed by FEMA, y'all didn't know about. That's your regional organization. The word balkanize means to divide into separate sections, like Yugoslavia. You had Yugoslavia, one country, right? No. Herzegovina, Bosnia, well, Kosovo later, Macedonia, all split up. Yugoslavia went poof, gone. No more Yugoslavia in the Olympic Games, right? They're gone. Why? Because they divided everything up. That's what they're going to do in the United States. That was a practice. Y'all get it? How they're sneaking up on you? That's what they're doing. So they have a national police force. And you'll support it, too. You know why? Because the police today are shooting unarmed people. They're killing family pets. They're aggressive dogs. Notice that. ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, controlled by the Committee of the 300, Illuminati, tell them to kill the family pets to show control and cause the population to become disgruntled. So you'll want to get rid of the police today. Is that not what's happening? Then you got these so-called Randowskis and Fitzgeralds and others that say, we have a despotic government. The police are evil. Well, not all police are evil. Only the ones they've trained to do this to justify you accepting a federalized police system. It's called the dialectic, and it's very clever. And it's working really well. Because they're killing your family pets. They're shooting unarmed people. But it's not the real cops. It's these fake felons that are trained police. They're nothing more than criminals in uniform. I feel for the good cops here. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. My word to them, 100% sure, is once this New World Order takes over, a national police force, they will disarm you. Watch your back. And your Freemason partner is not on your side. He took a blood oath to lie. He'll pretend to be on your side. You have this camaraderie until the day comes. His blood oath takes priority over you. That will happen. And the fellows that come out of the woodwork for the National Police Force. It goes back to Clinton. It goes back to Adolf Hitler. Family, in 1945 plus, we brought over 10,000 Nazis, specialists in psychological warfare, rocket science, all kinds of things. 10,000, we just brought Nazi Germany over here. That's all we did. To set us up for the next New World Order. Now, I've done a lot of talking. Not a lot of evidence now, have I? Well, March the 16th. Well, that was 4 days ago. Obama federalizes police forces in six U.S. cities. Now, you're going to blame Obama. He's nothing more than little old puppet, just like little old Clinton, little old Bushy, yeah, and old Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, and nothing but puppets. That's all they are. American president has no power whatsoever, except just to be there and do what he's told to do, because he's a president of a corporation. We're not even a country, family. They lied to us. Canada, same thing. Israel, same thing. Fake Israel, same thing. And Australia, you're subject to the Queen just like Barbados. We're nothing more than a colony and always have been. When I found this out, boy, it ticked me off. The Obama, Bush, Clinton, FDR, the whole darn lot of them are nothing more than presidents of a corporation, a dummy corporation, under the monarchy. Your real power structure are kings and queens and princes and princesses and all these other things. That's your real power structure in this world. Everything else, especially when they take the loans that they have to take, or they'll put somebody in there that will, are corporations. Later become world unions. Ah. See how that works? That's what's really going on behind our backs. So Ferguson, Bundy Ranch, all these are false flags. Oh, they'll kill somebody for a false flag. Represented the perfect opportunity that they set up to make sure a serious crisis did not go to waste. In this case, they produced it. A trumped up report, media taking points, fabricating a weak and false narrative of rampant racism. Do you notice that lately? What, all of a sudden, we got a racial problem? Where'd that come from? I know when I was in Kosovo 5 years, Kosovo was a site that the UN had set up to cause dissension between the Serbs and Albanians. I lived among the Serbians in a high rise. It was protected by U.S. forces in Gilani. I was in the middle of it. I went through the checkpoints. I lived with the Serbians. And I worked with the Albanians on a personal basis. I visited their homes. I celebrated the Christmas things going on. I did the dancing with them that they do. I've got hats from both sides. I learned both customs. And to be fair about speaking the language, I didn't learn any of it. You know why? Because if you learn Serbian, you got to learn Albanian. And man, I got a hard time being a Southern boy with English. So I said, man, I'm not going to learn Serb. I'm not going to learn Albanian. Because I won't be able to speak them both fluently. And I can't learn one and not the other. It's not fair. So I just stay with English. And you could not get a job with the UN or the OSCE, which I work for. Well, I didn't work for America. I worked for the international group about, almost 10, 12 years ago when they're rebuilding Kosovo after Wesley Clark tore it down. I can't believe he made general. A Rhodes Scholar. A blood oath, a traitor to this country. Like Jerry Boykin, McChrystal. Members of the Joint Chief of Staff were secret society members. They are traitors to this country because they support the secret societies, which is under control of the Jesuits and Roman Catholic Church. They're setting up this new world order. That's correct. I learned a lot since Kosovo. I learned a lot. Well, the UN would make sure that the Albanians and Serbs fought each other in every level. And I found it quite funny, not funny, haha, but kind of strange, we'll say, that when they went to Greece on the beaches, went to Macedonia or Montenegro beaches, not one problem. They would set one blanket to the next, get along together, no problem whatsoever, until they got to Kosovo. is like night and day because the UN made sure they fought order out of chaos. It's quite sad, actually. Still going on today to a certain extent. That's how it really works. Well, for us here in the United States, you better buckle up, man. Because you're not going to be watching the papers for Kosovo. You're going to be watch. You're going to be on your front doorstep. Obama federalizes police forces in six cities. Got tested out, you know. It's coming. Just like I told you. And who's doing it? The Vatican. The Jesuits. The Illuminati. Freemasons. Not Obama. Obama's a go-boy. He's just looked like Bush and Clinton and all the rest. Do what they're told to do. State of the Union. You just read it from a piece of paper. That's all it is. The Vatican. Jesuits. Council of Foreign Relations. Royal Institute of National Affairs. Gorbachev Foundation. United Nations. Club of Rome. Bilderberg Group. In 1973, to help form the North American Union, was a trilateral commission. Tri means three. Mexico, United States, and Canada. Three. You got to connect these dots. Because that North American Union is coming. And the National Police Force is coming. As they put it together while we sleep. And those of you involved, that are the felons, you know you're expendable, right? And you street gangs out there that's going to start the chaos. I bet you didn't know there's several million or more UN troops, Chinese and Russian, that's going to use you as cannon fodder. They haven't told you that, have they? That's what they're going to do. You'll start the chaos. Those in America want the order. They'll want martial law. Got to turn your weapons in, you know. Got to turn your weapons in. We can't do it. Neighbors will tell on neighbors. Martial law is declared, and they're coming after you. Street gangs are coming after you. And those that don't know will say, oh, we're protected. Wrong. National Police Force will be just like the SS. Family, you see, what I was telling you at the early part of this program today, they've got all these avenues covered. So then people listening for the first time will say, oh, man, there's nothing we can do. No, it's supernatural. Jesus Christ is the answer, the only answer. There is no other answer. It's a supernatural war, is my point I'm trying to get across. And they've lost already. Everything they do is going to fail in the long term. But the New World Order is talked about in the Bible, in the Revelation, in Daniel. It's all there because it's going by the book. And God is the owner. So don't you let them put fear in you. When you see things happen, know what the end game is going to be. That's the main point I want to get across. And you're going to have those that's not paying attention to God right now, even going to church or not, that when this thing takes off, they're going to seek some kind of relief. And that relief will only be supernatural. That's when God says, well, it's about time. The tribulations are a way he gets people's attention. Not only in your personal life, but in this big final draw that's coming. But in the meantime, they got to keep us at odds with each other, always fighting each other, so we won't come together too soon. Because people are starting to be awakened. You're becoming to be politically awakened more than any generation that's ever been. Is now politically awake. And that is a problem for them. A serious problem. Which brought them to an absolutely horrific, I didn't say terrific, I said horrific conclusion. And this is the conclusion that they came to. Brzezinski, who pretends to be following God, was talking to jihadists, saying their cause is right. To get them to fight, take back their land, but really to use them as cannon fodder. All along, setting them up. Lying to him the whole time. Well, this same Zbigniew Brzezinski has been an advisor to our presence for over 20, 30, 40 years or more. And they've controlled us all along by keeping us dumbed down. Well, as I said, since you all become politically awakened, they've come to a new conclusion.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
They're dead serious about that. Now, I'm going to play that again, and I'm going to stop it at a very critical point. Now, I'm going to play it one more time, and now I want to stop it and tell you something about it. Watch. Listen.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power,
their power is unprecedented. Who's he talking about, their power? He's talking about mankind. He's talking about the globalist. The lethality, how lethal the New World Order is, the Illuminati, is to mankind to affect control. In other words, back in the 80s, you had, Red Dawn? We are the Wolverines! And they had the little rebel groups, and they're shooting up the Russians and all that sort of thing. Wolverines forever! Right? You know? Family, those days are long gone. SEAL guys, Special Forces, long gone. Maybe in the 1970s, 1980s, maybe. The lethality of the globalists, technology, microchips, satellite technology to hunt you down by your DNA. is way off the scale. It's not possible today. You have 22 to 26 suicides per day of our troops. That's being orchestrated. It's not because of post-traumatic stress. It's post-traumatic stress being targeted with psychotropic drugs and being done on purpose, suicided. And the troops don't even know it. They have voice-to-skull technology. They can increase the hertz up to 12 hertz, and that affected to the body targeted causes righteous behavior. You do a 6.6 hertz, causes depression. You include the voice-to-skull technology, and you got yourself a suicide. And this is what's being done. I'm not giving you theory. I'm telling you what they're doing. The technology is old. They knew a long time ago they had to get rid of our troops. They had to get rid of our troops here in America. It's already planned. Because they, for a UN takeover, they didn't want our troops to go against it. So they take our commanders and make them Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, under a blood oath to follow this New World Order. Then they take the troops, they kill them. Let's call it what it is. That's why you have 22, 26 suicides per day. Per day. So now if you're going to mount, you don't think Jerry Boykin and Rick Joyner don't know that? You think they haven't anticipated when they're putting women on frontline units in combat? That's why they have mixed martial arts with women, to show women can beat up men, right? That's what all this nonsense is about. How many of you women out there are training right now to go against the Russian Spetsnaz? Hope you're not working and getting your nails done, because you're going to have to fight Spetsnaz, right? You can do it, I'm sure, right? I mean, women are built like men, right? So let's put them on the frontline units there, Joint Chief of Staff. Because that's exactly what they've done. Marine Corps commanders, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you sounding off as a colonel and telling your general, man, this isn't working. Women just can't do as many pull-ups as a man can. And women in the same foxhole in a combat situation, now that's going to really go really well, huh? You can take your pride and say, well, I can do just what a man can do, all you want. But the reality is you can't. Now let's put homosexuals in there. Thanks to Clinton. By design, Obama says, now you can come out. 2012 was 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults. Where are you, Joint Chief of Staff? You sleeping again? How about you, Commandant? You haven't figured that out yet. Women in frontline units, artillery range, fight male to male. That you're not causing a problem, saying this is not going to work. No, you're promoting it to weaken the forces. That's what it's for. Oh, you way they instigate the or activate the microchips in the F-35s and F-15s and all these planes that the Chinese have put in the defective chips in the guidance systems and your fast-moving planes, warplanes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're there. So if you get some kind of renegade patriotic group, they're going to take that plane down in a heartbeat. SEAL teams, they got you logged in. They know where you are. They can find you from your DNA. You got to know the strength of the enemy. When Brzezinski here says the lethality of their power, he's talking about the New World Order power. And we've been watching too many movies and Wolverine action going on in Red Dawn in the scripted. Now, then what they did in that Red Dawn movie with Patrick Swayze, they use these movies as training films in a way. Because that was what was going on, Operation Garden Plot with Reagan, 1980s. He's planning a military takeover too, by the way. Did you know that? So now you know why I read you about an hour ago, Our Father's World. No matter how much strength they have here on this earth, as you can see it, as I'm telling you they have, they can't possibly win. If you think, if they think, that they can defeat the Creator, that already knows what they're going to do. Man, somebody's missing something along the way, big time. It's not possible. They can nationalize police forces worldwide. They come up with all the unions they want. When the supernatural becomes public knowledge, it's going to get ugly. And they're going to be taking the second seat. It's called the first trumpet of the judgment. And it will happen when this thing finally kicks off. I look at the big picture, not Agenda 21. Everybody's in fear of Agenda 21. No hide laws. All these things. They're all caught up in this. That's about true. That's about true. Because when Jesus Christ comes back, there'll be, quote unquote, no hiding. And he will be the law. But until then, the watchmen are to warn, to show you, to tell you, to calm the fears. That's what it's all about. And to witness at the same time about Jesus Christ. Because there's going to be a lot of people calling on Jesus Christ, but there's going to be a lot more blaspheming his name. It's going to separate the wheat and the tares, the goats and the sheep. Which are you going to be? That's really the most important question. Oh, I know, I talk about the New World Order and all that, like I'm doing today. And I get down to the nitty-gritty and how they're trying to confuse us so you'll know how they're doing it and you can avoid it. You can deal with it. They use harassment, buying someone out, snooping in people's lives, IRS hassles, smart meters. People don't understand the smart meters. Smart meters are to consolidate this cloud around us. The microwave or the waves coming out of your cell phones cause cancer. They've proven that now. It's a given. They can find and locate DNA by this cloud. Smart meters are also intrusion devices as well, besides causing cancer and tumors. There's all kinds of sneaky little things going on. You'd be so surprised if you knew how much that Holy Spirit's protecting you. Population control. Invented food shortages. Water contamination. Lack of space. Depletion of green. Slice off 2/3 of the world's 6 billion citizens. Save themselves while allowing death and other horrors to befall the other 4 billion. It's called war. Called Planned Parenthood, cloning, genetic engineering, and that to create an army, which they've done already, to breed having massive muscle bulk based on DNA manipulation, superior senses, powerful killing skills, family by making abomination to the body, they invite possession and change of DNA properties, and doubles to replace people. Family, making a man a woman a man. Now, do y'all think that's kind of crazy? Do you? Shake your head up and down, say yes. Well, I got news for you. March 18th, that was 2 days ago. Is that close enough for you? Quote, get ready for embryos from two men or two women. They're already starting to do it. Genetic research is advancing to the day when gay couples could fulfill their dreams of having children related to them both. They've already transplanted wombs. They already have artificial wombs. It's a done deal. It's already done. When you hear about it publicly, they're 20 years ahead every time. Family, right there it is. So, you see, I wasn't just blowing smoke. I always do my research. I always scrutinize my sources. He says, and I quote, "I've helped many same-sex couples over the years have children of their own through assisted reproductive procedures. Egg donation and surrogacies allow two gay men to have children genetically related to one partner and the egg donor, but not to both. It's the same dynamic for lesbians and sperm donors. I've been asked many times by countless same-sex couples over the years, can we make a baby as a combination of us both? Then we don't have much time till God's coming back. Jesus is coming." Now, that's one article that talks about that. I keep going on about it. I could belabor it. I could do a program on just that article. I could do a program, several programs on cloning. I've done that before. But then I found an article where they're having three donors to make one child. Now, when you do a transplant of a donor, you got a transgender. You can transplant a womb. Family, they're going to make a man a woman and a woman a man. And they show you in the movies. TV. How about Schwarzenegger and that little Danny DeVito, whatever, where Arnold got pregnant? How about Mr. Mom? How about, oh, see, they're changing the roles. And they use the movies to brainwash you. That's how it works. Barney Miller, a detective show, 1980s. They come right on out and talk about the Trilateral Commission on the series and the Illuminati Trilateral Commission. They're right in front of your face back in the 1980s. Ha! Right in front of your eyes. But see, they're releasing it today. They want you to know that. That's how they work. But right now, they do not want you getting together. They want you to be against each other. And it's working perfectly. Oh, yeah. You got the Farrakhan or whatever says, is it Farrakhan or was that the guy that says that they're going to have the blacks go against the whites, they're going to start killing them, and whites are going to be judged. Then the whites of Christian Identity, I know they're getting their little things ready to go. You see, that's they're all part of the Freemasonry. And isn't this convenient? FBI probing death of black man hanging from a tree in Mississippi. So now in this article, they're going to talk about, this is recently, about a couple of days ago, and I don't doubt it what happened. They don't know whether it's suicide or murder. But the fact is, it happened, reported, and it brings back those memories to keep us at odds with each other constantly until they can bring us together under their conditions. That's how it works. We buy off on it every time. Then in another article I found, exclusively for white people, stickers were put in Austin stores. Where's that coming from? What, out of the woodwork, huh? Found another one. Black Lives Matter in our healthcare system, fundamentally racist. They're keeping us going. If it wasn't black and white, it'd be Bundy Ranch, white white patriots against the despotic white feds. Or if in Kosovo, it'd be the Albanians against the Serbs. Remember Srebrenica. Everyone's got something. Everybody's got something. And that's something. And it works every time. Then they had another article come out. Oh, they just don't stop. You'll see more and more of this black and white thing until they're ready to bring us together under their conditions. That's how it works. Oh, man. And let's see. Yeah. How about that? Then you got that four blood moons thing coming up, which is bogus. I've got a couple articles I found that exposes that blood moon thing as a hoax. I know, Hagee come up with that nonsense, and Mark Blitz started it, and they're all like buddies, and there's no four blood moons even in the Bible. One blood moon and the sixth seal. That's it. And darkness toward the last part of the Great Tribulation. Yeah, but there's no four blood moons. It's not in the Bible. It's amazing what's going on today. I mean, when you watch these things happen and you see them happen before your eyes, it's like you want to scream out to people and say, man, you're being fooled. Do you know who's really behind this and what they're really doing? And you just can't get out to everybody. It's very frustrating. They're going to show you attacks against your children and other children worldwide. Why? They want you to know. Now they're publicizing it. So you'll accept, promote, cry for the international rights of the child to be authorized, to be signed. And when it is, they will take your children away from you. So what do? You say, well, you're telling us this. What do? You go against it. You find out, you do research on it, you form groups up, and you write your congressman, go against this international rights of the child. You contact those in Oregon and find out about where the Child Euthanasia Act is. And you say, we know about it. And well, you better not sign it. You better not promote it. You find out these issues. You form groups up. You go to the parent teachers meetings. And you find out before you go what your kids are being taught. Planned Parenthood coming to our class? No, they're not. And then you parents get together and write petitions. Say, don't you be bringing Planned Parenthood to our school. You sign petitions. You do something. Man, you do something. Values clarification? That's nonsense. These teachers are told to bring your children to the international level of accepting the New World Order. They're told that. It's what they're trained to do.
I don't believe it.
Really? Dr. Chester Pierce, medical doctor, Harvard University, echoed these ideas when he addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in 1973. He said, with a microphone, in front of 2,000 eyewitnesses, words exactly, I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these, listen, sick children well by creating international children of the future. Paul Brandwine, educator, taught that any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Ashley Montagu, 1970, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. She said, and I quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children. You ever look at your priorities? So how do you know you talk to your child when he comes home? What did you learn today? We learned abortion is the best way to go. Did you? You call up Mary Sue and Bob and you say, you know what my kid told us? What did you tell your kid? Oh, so you call them and have a, I don't know, bake sale or something. I don't know, get together and eat something, cookies and tea or something. And y'all get together because next week will be a PTA meeting. Oh, and you go in force. And one of you that drew the short straw, you stand up. I got a question here. And you got six couples behind you ready to go. And you blast them. Well, let me explain that. You verbally fix them. And the other parents say, we didn't know that. You didn't know. Yeah, you got them. And you make them change it. And you say in Oregon, if you can get through the Wicca up there and the Freemasons, you have to use duct tape to keep them quiet. Anyway, you find out what their Child Euthanasia Act is. You got to stop it. In Oregon and Texas, it's sneaking up on you. Where your children, under the age of 18, when they pass it like Belgium did, can kill themselves if they want to die, commit suicide. And then somebody pop up that's a new ager, and they'll say, well, it's for those disabled. It's not going to stop there. So they've already starting to federalize their police force. They're getting ready to take your children through child euthanasia so they can commit suicide by lethal injection. You can't stop them because International Rights of the Child will give them rights over you. They already tried to do it in 1989. It didn't pass. Don't think they won't. They're going to try again. So why did they do it back then in 1989? And it was a long time ago. Because the culture then was not ready for it. It didn't. So we're going to have to work on the culture. Generational modification techniques. They've been doing that. By TV. By news. To make people believe in the next generation of adults that really is the best thing to happen. By changing, by values clarification in your schools. And you don't know it. If you know it, as I'm telling you now, you can take action to slow them down or to cause them trouble. So they're federalizing police just like I told you. They're going to federalize education through Common Core. And watch this. Now if that comes up, I got another report, y'all. Oh, man. If I can find it here. Where teachers can go to jail for 20 years. On cheating, on the scores. That's what Common Core and old Bush's No Child Left Behind was designed to federalize education. That's what that's for. Cause them to have to cheat to maintain standards. Now, they're going to put you in jail for it. You see what they're doing? What's it going to take? Man, this is so frustrating sometimes. To try to tell people what's really going on and how these people really work. How they really operate. Okay, this is number 20th of March. Where are you? Come here. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, there it is. An epic cheating trial is coming to an end, and it could send teachers to prison for 20 years. Slowly but surely, while y'all watch Dancing with the Stars, and whatever else you do, they're passing these laws. You need to get to work and start finding out what's going on and not throw your hand up and say, well, we're overwhelmed. No, you're not. Because God is in control. When are y'all going to call upon Him? When are y'all going to take action in every state? Listen to me. I sound like an organizer. Prosecutors are using Georgia's racketeer-influenced corrupt organization called RICO to accuse former principals, teachers, administrators of trying to boost their bonuses by conspiring to artificially raise kids' test scores. The dozen educators on trial could go to prison for up to 20 years. You got that? You got it, right? Now, watch this. One of their textbooks that's written in a fictional form called Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, One Evil Woman, that's followed by Ron Paul and Paul Taylor, whatever. Anyway, they're all the same. This woman is one evil woman. She wrote a book called Atlas Shrugged, which is in fictional form, but it's an actual textbook of the World Revolutionary Movement, put in fiction form so nobody will know the difference. This is a fact. She was a mistress of Philip Rothschild, among other things, I imagine. She wrote this book as they were working together, shall we say. Well, in this book, I got a segment for you about what they're doing to teachers. They put you in that No Child Left Behind situation. And then when you do that, what you do as teachers, now they're going to put you in jail for it. Which brings me to mind that book. And I'll tell you why in a minute here. Second, hold on. Don't leave yet. These people are amazing. Here we go. She said in the book, and I quote, watch how this applies. A dialogue in the book is like a teaching point for their little Illuminati pagans and teaches them how they're going to act when they become adults to foment this new world order. Here's how this applies. Watch. There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But you pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. And you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on the guilt, as the dialogue goes. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. Unquote. See, Vladimir Lenin was a student of Adam Weishaupt, of this socialist movement. To destroy a country, you destroy the family. That was a principle. He also said, quote, the best way to control the opposition, that'd be us, is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and you have rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent. Unquote. So, Bundy Ranch, hey, Ferguson guys. Ferguson was funded by Soros. Occupy Wall Street was funded by Soros. As long as you have rebellion and dissension, you'll have repression and dictatorship by consent. It works every single time. We fall for it in this country every time. Overseas, you're falling for it every time. So when you go out and do all the marching and throwing stuff, you've got police there. They're the bad guys, dressed like you, throwing the rocks and causing the trouble. And when it gets started, they disappear. And the police go in to let the dogs go free. Then they establish a law, a crackdown. Is all pre-planned by rules of engagement. They set up laws to control you. That's what they want in the first place. Can't do it if everybody does the rules. You can't do it. They're stuck. They have to play their hand. See, sometimes I hope the bad guys hear my broadcast. And when you bring this out, they can sit back and look at what they're doing. It's going to fail. So to bring us to this point, they're going to try once again a North American Union. And it sets up for it. And you'll want it. You'll want it. You don't want it now, but you will. They'll set up a dialectic, an instant of some kind. And actually, I found, like, for the the National Police Force, they have to have one where they control it. I found articles back in 2007. Article said, California politicians deliberately sabotaging the California prison system. March 11, 2007, Steve Epson of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys accuses California politicians of deliberately sabotaging the California prison system, thus setting up a massive prison release program, unquote. They got another article back in 2007-2008. U.S. judges seek a massive California prison release. And California prisons, quote, early release program sparks legal battles. And then I found a real jewel, man. I found a real jewel. I combed this back in 2007, 2008. Oh, Lordy. So here's January 19th, 2010. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday, back in 2010, dismissed appeals by California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, and Republican legislators of a federal court order to reduce the state's overcrowded prison population by some 40,000 inmates within 2 years. Now, there's something wrong with the picture when you got to cut the number of police officers because of budget, and then you got to release the prisoners, 40, 50,000 of them, after you've cut the prisoners by the same reason you put the felons in the population and you get rid of the police. Now, something is backwards here. I'm not a politician. I'm just no country boy here, you see. And that don't equal too well to me. Oh, by the way, you New Agers out there, do as I will, to hold the law, milquetoast kind of thing going on. We all should hold hands and say kumbaya. Okay, I got news for you. Okay. The prison system does not work. You have a felon who's a psycho that's murdered people out there, and he's coming in as a police. How would he do that? Because they're going to change his record to marijuana. They're going to expunge it. But that's illegal. Oh, please, don't be naive. So they're going to take his record, expunge it, change it, as a marijuana user. Now they're getting ready to legalize marijuana. And when they do, they'll eliminate all the records and release all the felons that are there for marijuana charges. Yeah. And they're going to be your new police force. Oh, whoopee. Huh? How about that? That's their plan. A panel of three federal judges in August of 2010 ordered the state's prison population be reduced in stages over 2 years to relieve the overcrowding. has caused inadequate medical and mental health care. See, old Arnold the Nazi, he kind of put up a show to stop it, but he knew they would overturn it. That's the little trick they play. I have to hand it to him. I've been talking about this for a long time. Early release program. I found this little jewel. Oh, watch this one, man. I found, this is good. This is good. In July 14th, 2007. All right. Title of the article. Paratroopers mistakenly land inside a prison complex. Guards escort 25 from facility near Canton City. A routine military exercise nearly ended in disaster when paratroopers accidentally landed inside a prison complex outside Canton City this week. That's 2007, July 14th. Approximately 25 paratroopers, watch this, armed with exercise rifles that shoots rubber bullets, sailed into a cornfield just east of Fremont, California, correctional facility Thursday, early morning. One of six prison facilities that comprise the East Cannon Correctional Complex, said Colorado Department of Corrections, and it gives a name here. They had rubber bullets. Now, you don't use rubber bullets in exercise. Use blanks, not rubber bullets. Why do they have rubber bullets? Could it be that that was an exercise to see what would happen when they had to land special forces in a prison complex where the warden will not release the felons or cooperate? So they'll take over the prison with real bullets. And the prison guards will be shot by special forces. Spetsnaz, Chinese, whatever. So they had to do an operation to test it out. So in case some of the guards got a little feisty, because they were surprised, they had rubber bullets to shoot at the guards in case they had some problems with the guards or the felons that attacked them. They knew exactly where they were going. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They were like 3 miles off course, because I looked at it. I did an analysis of it. Family, that was a military exercise to test it out when they have to take over a prison and release the felons. That's what that was all about. Hey, I keep track of this stuff. Blackwater Private Mercenary Army is in the U.S. Heartland, Sanctuary City, Lexington, Kentucky. Senate voted back then to renew the Patriot Act, War Powers Act. It's all the same thing. Boy, there's some sneaky boys and girls up there in that big old shed up there, and that's something. They're just as sneaky as they can ever be. I tell you what. And the use of felons as a national police is on its way. Now, yesterday I did talk about the unions worldwide. They've got those set up. And it has evolved over a period of time, different names, but includes unions for every country. By the way, watch this. Down in Mexico, this is back in the same year time frame, 41 Mexican prison guards charged in mass jailbreak. Missouri guard was to train inmates for emergencies. California ordered to release inmates questioned by U.S. justices at hearings. Another article, more California inmates getting released. Oh, you love this one. ADL, training U.S. police to be their private armies. And then I found an article Oh, man, this was so obvious. I found an article where where is the article? I did find it, by the way. Privatization of military and police. Where there was a mistake made of 3,900 checks mistakenly sent to a prison for the prisoners. It's just an accident. 3,900 checks mistakenly paid to felons. That's about the end of it. Didn't talk about anything else after that, about them getting it back or whatever. I mean, that's a payoff. clear and simple. There it is. I'm sorry. 3,900 stimulus checks went to prison inmates. The government sent 3,900 economic stimulus checks to prison inmates. Yeah, 2,200 of them got to keep them. There we go. Little incentive. Each one received $250. Little incentive paid. How about that? Oh, man, I tell you, family, when they fire this thing up, it's going to be exciting. There'll be a lot of praying. A lot of carrying on. I found another one, 2014, January the 10th. Riboletti. Colleagues appalled. Former gang member hired at Department of Corrections. Former gang member with political ties was arrested more than 24 times before being hired into a high-paying government job, according to the Sun-Times. Chicago, of course, Rahm Emanuel. His father was a terrorist. How does a former street gang member with an extensive criminal record get placed into multiple high-paying government jobs that allow him access to sensitive information? That's what a group of Illinois Republican lawmakers want to find out, whether by clout or incompetence. It can't happen again, they say. Well, they got a lot to learn. Family, I've been finding article after article after article. Oh, goodness. The guy with McRaven was employed as a senior advisor to IDOC chief of parole at a salary of $111,000 for a felon. Hey, how about that? Maybe I get some jaywalking and get put in jail for jaywalking. I don't know. And get a $50,000 job. So, you know what I mean? What's going on here? When are we going to learn how they're sneaking up on us? They're going to get very far, because this is God's world. They ain't going to make it. This is God's world. I want you all to remember that. When it seems like it's lost, they're not going to make it. We're going through tribulations. When that day happens, whenever it happens, is it going to be extraterrestrial nonsense coming out? It's nonsense. Now, next week, I do want to talk about, I want to focus next week. I didn't want to do it today. I thought I was going to do it today, but I didn't. I'm glad I didn't. Did what? Well, I'll tell you what I did, what I was going to do. I was going to talk about the great deception that is coming, about Sananda Emanuel, a return of the false Messiah that's going to change life as you know it. This will happen after all the violence takes place to bring everybody together. It's going to be a big push. Churches, they're going to fall apart. Christians will be confused. I call him the hippie Jesus, the fake Jesus. This is what nobody's talking about on the public view. And they're going to attribute to being aliens, this Maitreya, Sharon International, New Age Master Jesus, they call him. It's going to fool a lot of people. Even the very elect would be fooled if that was possible. Deceived is the word. And that's going to take place at a time we don't know yet. But it's being set up. It's being set up as we talk. But first, all this administration has to be ironed out. So when it all happens in one day, they'll have it all set up. However, that will be their undoing. Because that's heading into the New World Order. 7-year tribulation. And you know what happens then. Because family, it's going by the book. And I want you all to remember that. You keep your eyes on the news. Keep looking up. Read your Bibles. Increase your prayer life. Get to know what your kids are being taught. Man, I even talk about it at the table, huh? I have to get rid of that TV and those little tablet thingamajiggers they use all the time. Maybe if you're having trouble saying prayers at the dinner table, get you a little card, like an index card. Put it in front of you. God will help you through it. You'll be surprised what happens. You'll be surprised what happens. When you start taking action, little by little, just like you're trying to work out. You know, you kind of hadn't worked out in a long time. So you start slow. And you watch a change in your family. The family prays together, stays together. Very important. Especially now. Because that's where the strength lies. Is in your family. If you don't have the family thing going on, then you focus strictly on Jesus Christ. Because he may use you in the future. Don't think that those people out there that when they panic, can't tell that you're set, that you're okay. And they're going to wonder why you don't have the panic in the eyes. You see, I taught self-defense for 30 years. Formal martial arts I taught for a long time, hand-to-hand self-defense, etc., etc. And I taught that if I'm a bad guy and I come up and stick a gun in your face and say, give me, and I use a few choice words, that's to do the shock factor, as if the gun didn't. You say, hypothetically, of course, you've done it several times, you know the reaction of the victim. When that victim don't react the way you're used to, that unsettles you quite a bit. You want that fear in the eyes. You want him shaking and lip trembling and all that sort of thing. That makes you comfortable because you got him and you're used to it. But when they don't do that and they look confident, something's wrong. You're not filling the profile of a victim. That causes major distraction. Well, when things go bad and you know, well, we're in it, and everybody else is panicking and you're calm in your eyes, they're going to want to know why. Why are you calm in all this? That is your cue to witness about the love of Jesus. Well, they're going to put me in FEMA camps. Uh-huh. Probably will. Along the way. That's your opportunity to witness to others in the same cell about Jesus. They're going to put us in the guillotines. That's only to scare factor. They've got these chambers like microwave ovens that disassembles your molecules. It's different. That's another story. Those in the know exactly what I'm talking about. On your way to the guillotine, if that's what happens, you're praying to God. If you're in the chambers, those around you, you witness about Jesus before they turn the thing on. Man, I'm going home. How many of you are going to take Jesus as Savior now? That's what you do. You see what I'm talking about? Holy Spirit will give you opportunity. We don't know what's going to happen. Have no idea. God knows. You see the signs of the time. That's what I'm here for, like many other people, to show you the signs, to show you how close we are. By the signs of the times, the blooming of the fig tree, you know it's that time. Family, it's that time to close down. I'll miss you. Let y'all know that my broadcast and Bible studies are played randomly in another place as well. John Kirkler owns HighPointRadio.net, HighPointRadio.net. And he plays my broadcast Bible studies random basis on his network in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So you can find out his sponsors on his website, WatchmanForJesus.com. I'm sorry, HighPointRadio.net, HighPointRadio.net. And then use the sponsors if you can, or give them donations or something, because he runs these towers up there in those three states. Me, I just do it. I don't do a commercial value at all. I just want to spread the truth. That's it. WatchmanForJesus.com is my website, and I have archives there and some studies that you might be interested in. Everything's free, whatever. And I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, that I monitor and put information there. And I'm here Monday through Friday. My name is Thomas Gambill, and I'm your watchman. That's what I do. I watch and I report. Family, y'all have a great weekend. And I think about now, the Talk Stream Live will shut down, but I'll still keep talking on my website. And I have a 24-hour loop of archives on my website till I cut in from 4 to 6. And tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9, I go live. So I cut in on the 24-hour loop. When I shut off, like here another 5 minutes or so, or two, then it goes back to the 24-hour loop. That's how that works. Send me an email if you'd like, or any questions or comments or any recommendations. Let me know what's going on in your mind if you'd like. And if you don't like me, everybody's up for an improvement, and I can improve always. Nobody's perfect in this world. Nobody knows everything. Not possible, except God. That's not only possible, it is. Because he is the great I am. When he says I am, I say he is. And that's where that ends that. My allegiance is not to my country. I say that not blink an eye. My allegiance is to Jesus Christ. Because you're not going to have countries when he comes back. We're all the same in his eyes, Jews, Gentiles, blacks, whites, whatever. Doesn't matter. We're all the same. It's the soul that matters. So if the soul that matters, and y'all are going to church and all that, how come y'all doing this racial thing? Something's wrong with this picture. And you white folk out there that's doing the Bundy Ranch, the Patriots against the FEMA, you're still former veterans. And Americans, it's nuts. Y'all fighting each other. What's wrong with you? And your Joint Chief of Staff, what's wrong with you? You take a blood oath? You used to be Americans. What's wrong with you? You forgot where you came from? You think your blood oath, a horrific, nasty blood oath you take, is going to set you up? It's not. It's going to damn your soul to hell. Little strong words, but it's actually true. Because they're going to kill you. They will not let any human live. Take Jesus as your Savior. Be prepared. Get your house in order. We're close. Family, have a good night, and God bless y'all. And know that Jesus Christ is coming back, because he's won already. That's the bottom line, and that's the message. Y'all have a great night, and God bless you. It's Thomas Gamble. I am your watchman, and I am signing off.
Sunlight from the skies, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.